Abiyaweh, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before your presence and we give you Toda Rabah for everything you have given us. O Abba, help us to understand your word. Give us understanding, discernment, so we can grow in your presence. Abiyaweh, te pedimos em nome de Yeshua HaMashiach, que venha nos dar sabedoria e entendimento de sua palavra, para que venhamos a crescer cada dia mais e mais em sua presença. Beishem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amém. Amém? Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amém. So, how was your week?
Great.
I'm sure it was tough. I'm sure that for many of you, you had a tough week. And because always we begin to fight against Hasatan.
Porque siempre estamos luchando contra Hasatan.
He'll come against us.
Él vendrá contra nosotros.
And he creates situations.
Y él creará situaciones
that you're not even expecting.
Que nunca estamos esperando.
And that's it's a nice sign.
Y eso es una señal todo.
Because you want Hasatan to be angry.
Porque queremos que Hasatan esté enojado.
If he's not coming against you, it's because everything is okay for him.
Si no está viniendo contra nosotros, es porque todo está okay para él.
No, it must not be okay for him.
Y no debe estar muy cómodo para él.
He must be angry with us.
Él debe estar enojado contra nosotros.
And of course, at first you are going to question yourself, what's going on?
Y claro que al principio vamos a preguntarnos qué está pasando.
What's happening?
¿Qué está pasando?
But Yahweh will reveal to you everything that's going on.
Pero Yahweh nos revelará todo lo que está ocurriendo.
And you are going to see that you will be victorious.
Y vamos a ver que vamos a tener el triunfo.
Because we are Israelites.
Porque somos israelitas.
And Israel is the one who overcomes.
Israel es el que triunfa.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So this coming Tuesday, we will be praying for the family.
Así que este martes vamos a estar uniendo por la familia.
And things will get even harder now.
Y de certeza las cosas se van a empeorecer.
So what should we do? Should we stop?
¿Y qué debemos hacer, parar?
Yeah. Or should we keep going?
O seguir adelante.
For how long has Hasatan put you under his feet?
¿Por cuánto tiempo está Hasatan tratando de ponernos bajo su pie?
For many years. Some of you have been trampled by Hasatan.
Muchos de nosotros hemos sido tropezados por Hasatan.
And that's not what the scripture reveals to us.
Y eso no es lo que las escrituras nos dicen.
The scripture says that Yahweh, Yeshua, he gave us authority and power to do what? To trample on scorpion and snake on Hasatan.
Las escrituras nos dicen que Yahweh Yahshua nos ha dado poder, autoridad de quebrantar a Hasatan.
So we needed to invert the situation.
Así que debemos de cambiar la situación.
Instead of being stepped by Hasatan, we needed to step on Hasatan.
En vez de dejarlo que nos pisotee, debemos de pisotearlo,
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But of course, for us to do that,
pero claro, para que hagamos eso, tenemos que...
We need to use our weapons.
Tenemos que usar nuestras armas.
How can we fight against Hasatan?
¿Cómo podemos luchar contra Hasatan?
Prayer and scriptures, Lord.
Prayer. What's the weapon we have?
The word.
It's the word of Yahweh.
¿Cuál es la arma que tenemos? La palabra de Yahweh.
But remember, it's not enough for you to know the word if you don't do what is written there.
Pero acuérdense que no es suficiente saber la palabra si no hacemos lo que está escrito ahí.
I know many people, they know from Genesis to Revelation.
Hay mucha gente que la conoce de Bereshit a Giliana.
But they still being defeated.
Pero todavía están sido derrotados por Hasatán.
Because they are not doers of the word.
Porque no son hacedores de la palabra.
And we need to be doers.
Y necesitamos ser hacedores de la palabra.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And the entrance door of our victory.
Y la entrada de nuestro triunfo.
It is Shabbat.
Es Shabbat.
Did you know that?
¿Sabían eso?
That is the entrance door for our victory.
Esa es la entrada de nuestro triunfo.
Whenever we keep Shabbat,
cuando guardamos Shabbat,
we are being victorious.
Estamos consiguiendo el triunfo.
But of course it comes to your mind, how can I keep Shabbat?
Pero claro, viene a nuestra mente, ¿cómo guardaré el Shabbat?
And that's what we are going to learn today.
Y eso es lo que vamos a aprender hoy.
What can we do and what we cannot do on Shabbat?
¿Qué podemos hacer y qué no podemos hacer en Shabbat?
And this is not regulations that I put.
Y estas dos son reglas que yo he puesto.
This is what is written in the scripture.
Esto es lo que está escrito en la escritura.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And of course, for us that have been away from the presence of Yahweh for so long.
Claro, por muchos de nosotros que hemos estado alejados de la presencia de Yahweh por mucho tiempo.
As we come back to Him, it will be hard for us to keep up everything that He commands us to do on Shabbat.
Al nuestro regreso, va a ser duro tratar de guardar todo lo que nos manda hacer durante Shabbat.
But we need to do our best.
Pero tenemos que tratar duro.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. On the Torah and the prophets, Shabbat is mentioned 107 times.
En la Torah, en los profetas, Shabbat se menciona 107 veces.
And on the Brit Hadashah, as they call New Testament, it's mentioned 68 times.
Y en el Brit Hadashah, lo que ellos nombran el Nuevo Testamento, se menciona
68
veces.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So to observe Shabbat is a weight we have.
Así que el guardar el Shabbat es algo pesado que tenemos.
And you're going to understand why I say it's a weight.
Y vamos a entender por qué digo que es algo pesado.
Not a weight that makes you to be tired or be burdened.
No es algo, un peso que nos hace ser cansados o como algo duro.
But a way that makes you to be shaped.
Pero es como un peso que nos permite ser formados.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, let us understand about Shabbat.
Así que vamos a aprender de Shabbat.
Okay, Shabbat is a day of rest.
Shabbat es un yom de descanso.
It's a day of worship.
Es un yom de adoración.
It's a day of fellowship.
Es un yom de convivir.
It's a day of rejoicing.
Es un yom de regocijo.
It's a day of meditation.
Es un yom de meditar.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
So Shabbat is a day that's much profound than any other day.
Así que Shabbat es un yom que es más profundo que cualquier otro yom.
Let us open our scripture now in the book of Bereshit.
Vamos a abrir nuestras escrituras al libro de Bereshit.
That is Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis capítulo 2.
Verse 2 and 3.
Verso 2 y 3.
And on the seventh day Elohim completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
Y acabó Yahweh en el yom séptimo la obra que hizo, y reposó el yom séptimo de toda la obra que hizo. Y Yahweh dio su braja al yom séptimo y lo apartó, porque en él reposó de toda la obra que él había hecho en la creación.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Yahweh, he obeyed, he kept Shabbat.
Así que Yahweh mismo guardó y obedeció Shabbat.
I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read 3.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and set it apart because on it he rested from all his work which Elohim in creating had made.
So which day did Yahweh set it apart?
Seventh.
The seventh day. He doesn't mention any other day that he set it apart.
Así que cuál yom descansó Yahweh? El séptimo yom. No menciona que reposó en el otro yom.
It says that he created the first day, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth day. But on the seventh day, he rested and he set it apart.
Dice la escritura que él creó el primer, segundo, tercero, cuarto, quinto, sexto yom. Pero el séptimo yom fue cuando él descansó.
And he wants us to join him on this rest.
Y al apartarlo, él quiere que nosotros estemos con él en este descanso.
You know, which day do you think that accidents and horrible things happen mostly?
¿Cuál yom creen que pasan más accidentes y cosas horribles?
Friday nights.
Viernes por la laila.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Tengo razón.
What are people doing?
¿Qué está haciendo? They're not supposed to be doing bad things.
They are getting drunk. They are doing horrible things.
Haciendo barbaridades. Cosas horribles.
They are doing evil.
Están haciendo maldad.
And now they are paying for their consequence.
Y hoy están pagando por sus consecuencias.
Because they were supposed to be where? In the presence of Yahweh.
Porque estaban supuestos estar en donde? En la presencia de Yahweh.
And what's very interesting is that says that Yahweh, he rested on the seventh day.
Está muy interesante porque dice que Yahweh reposó en el séptimo yom.
So, it means that every Shabbat Yahweh is resting. And when you're outside there doing the things that you want to do, will Yahweh be there to help you?
Significa que Yahweh está descansando y si uno está haciendo, está allá en el mundo haciendo las cosas que uno quiere hacer, está Yahweh protegiéndolo.
Because you'd be in a place where Yahweh doesn't want you to be.
No, porque van a estar en un lugar donde Él no quiere que estén.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Yahweh, he spends 7 days creating everything.
Así que Yahweh tardó 6 yamim creando todo.
The entire world.
El mundo entero.
And the seventh day he creates so we could rest.
Y el séptimo yom él lo hizo para que para poder descansar.
So it's not for you to work. It's not for you to do your own desires.
Así que no es para que estén trabajando, no es para que estén haciendo lo que nosotros queramos.
But it's for you to spend time with Yahweh.
Pero es para que nosotros estemos pasando el tiempo con Yahweh.
And beside the weekly Shabbat, we also have the annual Shabbat.
Y aparte de el Shabbat semanal, tenemos el Shabbat anual.
How many more Shabbats we have beside the weekly Shabbat?
¿Cuántos más Shabbat tenemos aparte del Yom del Shabbat semanal?
6.
No?
7
more Shabbats.
7 más Shabbat, o Shabbatones.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay? And Shabbat is also a sign between us and Yahweh.
Y igualmente, Shabbat es una señal entre Yahweh y nosotros.
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20,
vamos
verse 12.
Vamos a Ezequiel, capítulo 20, versículo 12.
And I also gave them my Shabbats to be a sign between them and me, to know that I am Yahweh who sets them apart.
Y les di de igual forma más yamim de reposo para que fuesen por señal entre mí y ellos, para que supiesen que yo soy Yahweh que los aparte.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, you know, many, if we go to Revelation, we are going to see that the people of Yahweh, they had a mark, a sign.
Y si vamos a Giliana o Revelación, vamos a ver que la, el pueblo de Yahweh tenía una marca o una seña.
Not only the beast have a sign.
No solo la bestia tiene una seña o señal.
You know, many people, they are afraid of the sign of the beast.
Mucha gente tiene temor o miedo de la marca de la bestia.
666.
666.
They, you know, I have heard so many stories about 666.
He oído tantas historias acerca o sobre 666.
That it will be a small chip that they put inside of your finger.
Que será un microchip pequeño que que nos pondrán.
That will be a real number in your front head, in your hands, a tattoo.
Será un tatuaje o un número en las manos o en la frente.
So many stories.
Tantas historias.
So many things they tell that's the mark of the beast.
Tantas cosas que nos dicen que sean o serán la marca de la bestia.
And people, they are very concerned about that.
Y mucha gente tiene mucha preocupación sobre eso.
Oh, I don't want this. I don't want to buy this product because on the barcode is 666.
Oh, no quiero comprar este producto porque en la ¿qué se llama? El UPC, el código de las barras tiene 666.
Huh? Have you heard that? Mm-hmm. Yes.
¿Han oído eso? Sí.
I'm not concerned about the mark of the beast.
Yo no tengo ninguna preocupación sobre la marca de la bestia.
Because what I'm looking for is for the sign of Yahweh, for the mark of Yahweh.
Lo que sí me preocupa o lo que me interesa es la marca de Yahweh, la señal de Yahweh.
So I'm not concerned what I don't want. I'm concerned what I want.
No me interesa lo que no quiero, me interesa lo que sí quiero.
The mark of the beast, I don't want. I want the mark of Yahweh. So what is the mark of Yahweh?
La marca de la bestia no la quiero. Pero la marca de Yahweh, esa sí la quiero.
And once you have the mark, the sign of Yahweh, you'll be protected.
Y cuando tengamos la marca de Yahweh, vamos a ser protegidos.
And what does the scripture say that it's a sign between us and Yahweh?
¿Y qué nos dice la escritura? Será una seña entre nosotros y Yahweh.
It's Shabbat.
It's Shabbat.
So that's the mark right there. That you protect us, that you keep us safe.
Así que es la marca ahí. Esto que nos guardará.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But of course we have to, you know, to guard Shabbat.
Pero, claro que tenemos que guardar Shabbat.
We have to do what the word says for us to do.
Tenemos que hacer lo que la palabra nos dice que hagamos.
Then comes the saying that says, you don't keep Shabbat. Shabbat is the one that keeps you.
Y ahí viene el dicho que dice que nosotros, Israel, no guardamos Shabbat. Shabbat guarda a nosotros, o Israel.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen? So would you like to have that sign in your life?
Yes.
Hmm?
Así que les gustaría tener esa seña o marca en sus Haim.
I'm not saying the mark of the beast, I'm saying the mark of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, of course we want.
Está hablando de la marca de Yahweh.
It's just like, you know, when you have a farm and you seal that cow.
Es de la misma forma que cuando tenemos un rancho y sellamos las vacas.
How you do it?
¿Cómo
las... How do you mark the cows or the animals?
With a hot brand.
How do you say?
You brand them with a hot brand.
Brand?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se llama en español?
Sometimes now they do them with the ear tags too.
Yeah.
With the ear tags. So they burn it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's painful for the animal?
Yeah.
Of course.
Claro.
So many times to keep Shabbat is going to be painful for us.
Así que muchas de las veces guardar Shabbat nos va a doler.
It won't be easy.
No va a ser algo fácil.
It will be hard. It will be difficult.
Va a ser algo difícil.
Maybe your family will be against you.
Tal vez su familia va a estar contra de uno.
Your friends will be mocking you.
Los amigos nos van a estar marcando.
Like whenever I go to my sister house, my brother-in-law, he's not a believer.
Cada vez que voy a la casa de mi ajot, ¿cómo se dice? Yerno, él está, no es un creyente.
And on Shabbat, you know, whenever we eat, he already stand up and said, okay, I know, I have to wash the dish. Because on Shabbat you guys don't do anything. I said, yeah, that's right. It's your turn. And he's right. That's his turn to wash the dish. Okay, let's go now to Shemot, that is the book of Exodus, chapter 31.
Vamos al libro de Shemot o Éxodo, capítulo 31.
On verse 13 to 14.
El 13 y el 14.
And you speak to the children of Israel, saying, my Shabbats you are to guard by all means, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations to know that I, Yahweh, am setting you apart. And you shall guard the Shabbats, for it is set apart to you. Everyone who profanes it shall certainly be put to death, for anyone who does not work, who does work on it, that being shall be cut off from among his people.
Tú hablarás a los hijos de Israel diciendo, en realidad vosotros guardaréis mis yamim de reposo, porque es señal entre mí y vosotros, porque vuestras generaciones, para que sepáis que yo soy Yahweh que os aparto. Así que guardaréis el yom de reposo, porque apartado es a vosotros. El que lo profanare, de cierto morirá, porque cualquiera que hiciera obra alguna en él, aquella persona será cortada de en medio de su pueblo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Now we come where we understand that Shabbat is something very serious.
Así que hemos llegado a ver que el Shabbat es algo muy serio.
Yahweh, he gave it to us for us to enjoy it, for us to have pleasure on Shabbat, but he set rules.
Yahweh nos dio para disfrutar de él, pero él puso reglas.
Yahweh, he wants to protect us against all things.
Yahweh nos quiere proteger contra todas las cosas.
But in the same way, he wants you to obey him.
Pero de la misma manera, él quiere que nosotros le obedecemos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. I remember one day I got very upset with my mother.
Me acuerdo que un yo me enojé mucho con mi ima.
I was drunk.
Estaba borracho.
And I want to go out.
Quería ir de parranda.
And she said, "You are not going out."
Y ella dijo, "No vas a ir a ninguna."
And I said, "Oh yes, I'm going out."
Y dije, "Yo sí voy a
She said, "No, not this way. You are not able, you know, to go out."
Dijo que no puedes ir.
And she locked the door. And I tried to fight with her to take out the keys.
Y cerró la entrada y traté de luchar con ella para quitarle las llaves.
And she said no and no, and I said yes.
Y dijo no, yo dije sí.
And I was so upset.
Estaba muy enojado.
And I felt like to leave home and never come back anymore.
Y me dieron ganas de irme de la casa y nunca regresar.
And I jumped the window and I went anyway. And then she called a friend of mine to try to find me and bring me back home. And whenever you drink, they say that you have the spirit of four animals.
Dicen que tenemos el ruachim o los ruachim de cuatro animales.
The first one
El primero
is like a lion.
Es como un león.
You are brave.
Tiene mucho coraje.
You, it's like you're Superman.
Se cree en Superman.
Oh, Hulk.
Huh?
Ah, yeah. And after that,
y después de eso,
comes the hyena.
Viene la hyena.
He all the time laughing. You're on a hyena now. And after the hyena come a monkey.
Hyena viene un chango, un mono.
You begin to do stupid things.
Uno comienza a hacer tonterías.
Foolish things. You know. And after that, you know what comes?
Y después de eso, ¿saben lo que viene?
The ostrich. You try to bury your head in the sand. No. A mule, a jackass.
A pig. Because you vomit, you urinate in yourself. You become a pig.
Se convierte en un jazir, un cervo.
And I was just like that.
Yo era de la misma forma.
When my friend he picked me up, I have not come to the stage of the pig, but I probably was on the monkey.
Cuando vino mi Javier o mi amigo, yo no había llegado al nivel del puerco, el jazir, pero tal vez estaba en el del mono, del chango.
And he took me home and...
Y me llevó a la casa y...
I could get some rest.
Para que pudiera descansar.
And I began to meditate about all that.
Y comencé a meditar o... pensar sobre todo eso.
And how bad, you know, to how bad it is for you to get drunk.
Y de lo malo que es que uno se emborrache.
How evil it is.
De lo malo que.
And now, whenever I see somebody drunk, I can see that four animals. Poor guy. Yeah.
Yo cuando veo a personas emborrachadas puedo ver esos cuatro animales.
So I don't want to have that four animals on me no more.
Así que yo nunca quiero tener esos cuatro behemoth o animales, jamás.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And as I was saying, so you know, she wanted the best for me. She didn't want me to go out because she knew it was what? Dangerous for me.
Así que Shelima o mi ima, ella quería lo mejor para mí. Ella no quería que yo estuviera afuera porque ella no quería que nada malo me pase.
So she put up rules.
Así que ella puso reglas.
No, you're not going out.
No, va a ser.
So their rules is not mean to you.
Así que esas reglas no es para que sea mala contra uno.
Because she only thinks about herself.
Porque ella solo está pensando sobre ella.
It's the opposite.
Es lo opuesto.
The rules is because she cares for you.
Las reglas son porque ella le importa mucho uno.
And the same thing with Shabbat.
Lo mismo con Shabbat.
The rules of Shabbat is not all about Yahweh, it's all about us.
Las reglas de Shabbat no solo son de Yahweh, se tratan de nosotros.
He said those rules because he cares for us.
Él impuso esas reglas porque él le importamos mucho a él.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So this day of Shabbat should be a day that we spend exclusively honoring Yahweh.
Así que este Yom de Shabbat es un Yom exclusivo que debemos de estimar a Yahweh.
And his son, Yeshua, of course.
Y su ben, Yeshua, por supuesto.
And anything we do beside honoring Yahweh on that day, we are not supposed to be doing.
Y todo lo que hacemos, aparte de estimar a Yahweh en ese Yom, no lo estamos supuestos a hacer.
And that's why Yahweh he has given us many specific regulations for Shabbat.
Así que por esa razón Yahweh nos ha dado tantas requisitos para Shabbat.
There are many people they say this is a Mosaic law.
Muchas gentes dicen que esta es una ley mosaica.
They say this is not for us.
Dicen que esto no es para nosotros.
This is only for the people on that time.
Esto solo es para esas personas de ese tiempo.
I had a friend, she's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yo tuve una amiga que es una testiga de Jota.
And she was talking about what is Mosaic law and what is the law of Yahweh.
Y ella estaba platicando sobre lo que es la ley mosaica y la ley de Yahweh.
And I asked her, okay, what about the Ten Commandments?
Y yo le pregunté, pues, okay, ¿qué tal los diez mandamientos?
Is it a Mosaic law or it's Yahweh's law?
Son una ley mosaica o ley de Yahweh.
And she said, no, the Ten Commandments, it's Yahweh.
No, los diez mandamientos son de Yahweh.
Okay, so let's go there. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20.
Okay, vamos
Shemot
a ver.
Shemot 20.
Shemot, o Exodus 20, y vamos a ver.
So according to them, the ten is from Yahweh.
De acuerdo a ellos, los diez son de Yahweh.
I believe the entire Torah is from Yahweh, but, you know, let us just use for now the Ten Commandments.
Yo creo, yo sé que la Torah entera es de Yahweh, pero vamos a ver los diez mandamientos.
And Elohim spoke these words, saying, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery. You have no other mighty ones against my face. You do not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing kindness to thousands, to those who love me and guard my commands. You do not bring the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, to naught. For Yahweh does not leave the one unpunished who brings his name to naught. Remember the Sabbath day to set it apart. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim. You do not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughters, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is in with your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that it is them, that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Y habló Yahweh todas estas palabras diciendo, Yo soy Yahweh tu Elohim, que te saqué de la Eretz, de Mitzrayim, de casa de servidumbre. No tendrás Elohim ajenos delante de mí, ni te harás imagen, ni ninguna semejanza de lo que está arriba en el Shamayim, o firmamento, ni abajo en la Eretz, o el suelo, ni en las aguas debajo de la Eretz. No te inclinarás a ellas, ni las estimarás, porque yo soy Yahweh tu Elohim, fuerte, celoso, que visito la maldad de los progenitores sobre los hijos hasta la tercera y cuarta generación de los que me aborrecen, y hago compasión a millares y a los que me valoran y guardan mis mandamientos. No tomarás el nombre de Yahweh tu Elohim en vano, porque no dará a Yahweh por inocente al que tomare su Shem nombre en vano. Acuérdate del yom de reposo para apartarlo. 6 yamim trabajarás y harás toda tu obra, mas el séptimo yom es reposo para Yahweh tu Elohim. No harás en él obra alguna, ni tu hijo, ni tu hija, ni tu siervo, ni tu criada, ni tu bestia, ni el extranjero que está dentro de tus entradas, porque en 6 yamim hizo Yahweh los Shamayim, firmamento y la Eretz, el mar y todas las cosas que en ellos hay, y reposó en el séptimo yom. Por tanto Yahweh le dio su braja al yom de reposo y lo apartó.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.